In a plan to stub out smoking by 2025, the government's looking at completely banning the next generation of adults from smoking with a staged phase-out. On current projections, the government admits it won't meet its 2025 smoke-free goal, so it's asking for feedback on potentially radical ideas. Our political reporter Mediana Johnson reports.
With just under 4 years to eliminate smoking, the government is taking drastic action. They want to stop the younger generation from ever taking a drag by progressively bringing up the age of purchase. Associate Minister of Health Dr. Aisha Verrill explains the government's idea.
We gradually increase the age of purchase restrictions, so it's currently by 1 year every year, so that means eventually, say you'd have a group of people who wouldn't legally be able to purchase until the age of 25 or something.
This came as a surprise to Green Party co-leader James Shaw.
It looks kind of pretty out there, so we'd have to kind of interrogate that option pretty deeply.
He says he's never seen it used before.
Today is literally the first time I've ever seen that as a policy solution to anything. So, because of that, we haven't had a lot of time to kind of analyse it or look at the evidence base behind it.
And one independent NGO says it won't make a dent in smoking rates. Action for Smoke-Free 2025 director Deborah Hart says they don't support the initiative.
We already have a smoke-free generation. 15 to 17 year olds are already at smoke free. There are only 3% of them who smoke. In the 15 to 24 year old cohort, there's declining smoking rates. That's at 10% last year. They have the highest quit rates already.
60,000 New Zealanders would need to quit smoking every year to reach the goal of elimination by 2025. That's three times the number of people quitting every year at the moment. One way the government has proposed they can do this is by limiting the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. Dr. Aisha Verrill says it will drive them to alternatives such as vaping for their nicotine fix. She says it must come down to a very low level.
If it's at a moderate level, maybe say a 50% reduction, there's a thought that people just smoke more to make up for the nicotine. So for that option to work, it would need to be quite a low level. That's been explored in clinical studies. So if we were to regulate for that, that would be a very new approach.
Sala Hart is chief executive of Māori health advocacy group Hāpai Te Hauora and is concerned reducing nicotine in cigarettes will hit poor people, who are the biggest consumers of cigarettes, the hardest.
That's quite a contentious area because we don't want that to have a financial impact or an impact on those whānau, thinking that they might have to purchase, you know, multiple packets more just to get that same hit.
She's alarmed by the persistently high rates of smoking among wahine Māori. They are three times more likely to smoke than any other population group. Ms. Hart says addressing the reasons why these wahine smoke, such as poverty and stress, is just as important as tackling access and supply. Māori Party co-leader Rawiri Waititi backs the idea and further measures.
We need some more aggressive policies in place to ensure that those things happen, and I think the supply is one of those areas. Taking nicotine, 95% of nicotine out of cigarettes, I still don't think that's aggressive enough.
He wants to restrict places cigarettes can be purchased, particularly in Māori and Pacifica communities, which has been put forward in the proposal. What's not on the table is further excise tax increases, which ceased in January last year. Ms. Verrill says they have no intention of ring-fencing this tax revenue for public health. And British American Tobacco says the proposal will push people towards the black market. Consultation on the various proposals will close at the end of May. I parimata mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Mediana Johnson, DNA.